Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. This is Stephanie.
And this is Tom. And in today's program, we're going to be talking about the news. We've got a couple of current events that we'd like to talk about with you today. One has to do with the telescope, and the other one has to do with a dead Korean president. Well, he died a couple of months ago, but he was a very revered figure, and we're going to be talking about him today.
I'm kind of excited. You know, this is the 400th anniversary of Galileo's discovery of the telescope. He's the one who gave us that wonderful instrument that we can point towards the heavens and see lots of different planets and stars. I always wanted one for our backyard, and I never got one. So I had to make do with binoculars, of course.So we're going to be talking about that. And of course, we've got some political news to share with you. This is a South Korean president who passed away that actually helped bring North and South Korea closer together while he was president. So he did some pretty great things for the world. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to read through our article and then be back to discuss it.
World marks 400th anniversary of Galileo's telescope. Exactly four centuries ago this year, a Venetian professor named Galileo altered the course of world history when he turned a telescope toward the heavens, ushering in a new age of astronomy. To celebrate this important event in the development of modern science, the United Nations designated 2009 the International Year of Astronomy. Throughout the year, special activities have been held around the world to mark this anniversary and promote astronomy. In the fall of 1609, Galileo Galilei invented a telescope that was able to observe the moon and nearby planets in greater detail. Using his telescope, Galileo discovered that Earth revolved around the sun, overturning the Earth-centered theory of the day. At the time, his finding wasn't appreciated, however, and Galileo spent the last years of his life under house arrest. 400 years later, we accept his observations as scientific truth,And modern-day descendants of Galileo's first telescope allow us to peer into the very depths of the universe. Respected South Korean ex-president dies, aged 85. While he was alive, former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to bring North and South Korea closer together. Since his passing at the age of 85 in August,The much-loved political leader may have once again helped to initiate a new period of friendlier diplomatic relations. President from 1998 to 2003, Kim was famous for formulating the Sunshine Policy. This political doctrine, emphasizing peaceful cooperation and economic encouragement, led to improved ties and the first ever meeting of leaders of the two Koreas in 2000. In the South Korean capital, Seoul, a top delegation from the North was among approximately 20,000 mourners gathered for Kim's funeral. The delegation later met with South Korea's current president, Lee Myung-bak, marking the first high-level official exchange in some time.Analysts anticipate that the North's gesture of respect may be a turning point after months of worsening relations between the two countries.
Now this year, the world is marking the 400th anniversary of Galileo's telescope. Now when you mark something, you celebrate it, you recognize that it's something important you want to remember, and of course a 400th anniversary is kind of a big deal. So exactly four centuries ago this year, again a century is 100 years, right? A Venetian professor named Galileo altered the course of world history by inventing this telescope and then ushering in a new age of astronomy. Now, he was a Venetian professor, meaning he was from Venice. So he was a professor and taught college students, and he altered the course of world history with his invention. To alter simply means to change or to make small changes to something. Maybe you're going to modify something slightly. For example, perhaps you bought a pair of pants recently and they're too big. You need to take them to someone called a tailor, T-A-I-L-O-R, whose job is to alter or change clothing sizes for you. So this tailor's going to take those pair of pants, alter them a little bit so they fit you perfectly.
Right, so he changed the course of world history because he invented this telescope and turned it towards the heavens. The heavens here, notice, is plural. We use that term to talk about the sky, especially the stars and the galaxies at night. A little different from the word heaven, which is a paradise in certain religions. And again, this act ushered in a new age of astronomy. Now, to usher in here just means to quickly bring something in. An usher, of course, is a person in a theater who shows you to your seat. And usher can also be a verb, so to usher in just means to guide us toward this new age of astronomy in a very fast way. Now, astronomy, of course, is the scientific study of stars and planets and stuff like that. So if you're into constellations and comets and meteors and planets and things like that, well, then astronomy would be the science that you are interested in.
Now, remember, we want to mark this special anniversary. So in order to celebrate it, the United Nations is doing something to recognize this special day. They're designating 2009 the International Year of Astronomy. So this is a big year for those of you out there who love astronomy. This is your year. To designate means to officially appoint. Perhaps an official will designate people to work with him. He'll choose them. That will be their job. You can also use designate to mark or point out. For example, some cars on a train are designated as no smoking areas. You can smoke in other cars, but not those. So when you designate something, you can either one, appoint someone to a position, or two, mark or point out indicates that something is special about that particular thing.
Mm-hmm, right. You could also say to assign. So the UN has assigned 2009 as the International Year of Astronomy. They've given this year that recognition. Now, throughout the year of 2009, there have been special activities, and they have been held around the world to recognize or to mark this anniversary, and they also want to promote astronomy. To promote something just means to make more people aware of it and to make more people participate in this particular activity or science. So they want people to know more about astronomy. Astronomy is pretty important in understanding the world and the universe and all that sort of stuff. So again, they've had special activities. I suppose they organized observation activities during that solar eclipse that occurred last summer. And I'm sure there have also been other astronomical events this year. I think Jupiter was actually very close to the Earth this year, so it gave people a wonderful opportunity to observe it through telescopes.
So in the fall of 1609, that's when Galileo Galilei, that's his full name, invented the telescope, and he was then able to observe the moon and nearby planets in greater detail. Now, what's really important about this discovery is using his telescope, he discovered something sort of earth-shattering, something that really shook people up. He discovered that Earth revolved around the sun, and this completely overturned the earth-centered theory of the day. Now, when you talk about something revolving around something else, it turns around something or moves in a circle around something, and that's sort of what we're talking about. It rotates around the sun, and that was just the opposite of what people believed back then. Now, when you overturn something, you really upset it. You cause everything to change. We often use overturn to talk about decisions made by courts of law. For example, a lower court can make a decision, and then a higher court can overturn that decision, and they'll say, nope, we don't agree, we're going to change that decision or policy, and we're going to use the opposite one.
Mm-hmm. So up to that time, people believed that the Earth was in a fixed location in space. There are some passages in the Bible that say the Earth is fixed and can't be moved. And of course, his idea was very radical for the time. And at the time, his finding was not appreciated. People did not like that observation, and he spent the last years of his life under house arrest. Which doesn't mean he went to jail. It just meant he could stay home, but he couldn't really do anything. Just like that political leader in Burma, Aung San Suu Kyi. She's under house arrest. She can stay where she lives, but she can't really do anything beyond her door.
Yeah, she's in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma. Yeah, that's really kind of tough. Even though you're not in prison, you still can't go out anywhere. They watch you constantly. So he was sort of a prisoner in his own home, you could say. 400 years later, we accept his observation as scientific truth. Oh, it took a while, but we all decided, ooh, he's right. I think he's onto something. And modern-day descendants of Galileo's first telescope allow us to peer into or to look into the depths of the universe. A descendant is someone who comes after you, right? So my descendants would be my kids, my grandkids, their kids. So we continue on and on and on. Well, the modern-day descendants of Galileo's first telescope, we're not talking about people here. We're actually talking about new improved telescopes that have followed the one that he first developed. Of course, we've made a lot of scientific improvements since then. So I'm sure what he used was sort of primitive, you know, not very advanced, but he sure did change the world for us with his theory of the sun revolving or the earth revolving around the sun. Okay, everybody, that's our first news story. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for some explanation, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今年刚好是伽利略望远镜之后的400年的一个纪念的日子咯。我们来看到一开始他写着 Exactly 4 centuries ago this year, a Venetian professor named Galileo altered the course of world history when he turned a telescope toward the heavens,ushering in a new age of astronomy. 这里讲到呢，来自威尼斯的这位教授，他改变了世界的历史，而 alter 这个字就是有改变、变化的意思。Nothing can alter the fact that the flood victims are the government's responsibility.这里讲到的呢，就是在八八水灾当中，没有任何事情可以改变水灾的受难者正是政府的责任。而 alter 就是有改变或者是变化的意思。而当他把这个望远镜呢转向 the heavens, the heavens 其实就是文言文用来说 the sky, 而同时也就引进了一个新的天文学的世代。Usher in 就是由宣告或者是开创的意思。于是呢 ,The United Nations designated 2009 the International Year of Astronomy. 于是联合国就把2009年定为国际天文年咯。接着我们来看到这里谈到呢，在1609年的秋天，伽利略他发明了可以更仔细观测这些星球的望远镜。Using his telescope, Galileo discovered that Earth revolved around the sun, overturning the Earth-centered theory of the day. 所以利用他的望远镜呢，他发现地球事实上是绕着太阳旋转的。Revolve around 指的就是绕着什么旋转，所以有时候进去某些公司行号会有所谓的旋转门，就可以称之为 a revolving door. 而同时它也就推翻了这种以地球为中心的理论咯。Overturn 就是有推翻或者是倾覆的意思。像是你要推翻决定就可以说 overturn a decision。而要推翻一个裁决也可以说 overturn a verdict。最后面我们看到 400 years later, we accept his observations as scientific truth and modern-day descendants of Galileo's first telescope allow us to peer into the very depth of the universe.所以在400年后的今天呢，我们大家都可以接受他当时的这种观察的确是一种科学的现实，而现代今日呢，我们当然也可以一窥这个宇宙的奥秘了。在这里的 descendant 当作是名词，有后代后裔的意思，像是某人的直系后裔，你就可以说 direct descendant。
We're going to take a short break, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Today we're talking about telescopes and presidents that aren't alive anymore, especially in Korea there. Our next story is about the respected South Korean president,Kim Dae-jung, who died last summer at the age of 85. Well, while he was alive, the former South Korean president, Kim Dae-jung, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And why was he awarded the Nobel Peace Prize? Because he made these efforts to bring North Korea and South Korea closer together. As you know, they've been enemies since the 1950s after the end of the Korean War.And they really haven't spoken to each other since. Well, here, Kim Dae-jung was the first guy to say, hey, let's stop this nonsense. Let's start talking to each other. We may not agree on things, but at least we should recognize each other's existence and get together and chat and maybe have a cup of tea and stuff like that. So because of his efforts, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. If you're awarded something, you get an award, usually some kind of recognition for some outstanding achievement. To be awarded the gold medal at the Olympics, for example.
Mm-hmm. Now, since his passing at the age of 85 in August, so this happened just last August, the much-loved political leader may have once again helped to initiate a new period of friendlier diplomatic relations. Even in death, he was able to sort of help the relations between those two countries. Now, since his passing is just a way to say since his death. Passing here means when someone has died, but it's a much nicer, more formal way to express the death of a person. You could say, well, he died last week, or you could say he passed away last week. Passing here is a noun. Since his passing, or since his death at the age of 85 in August. So what happened? Well, you know, you get together when people die to celebrate their lives and have a funeral, especially for diplomatic leaders, for political leaders that important. You're going to have a huge gathering of leaders from all over the world to pay their respects to this person. Well, North Korea got involved too because of the earlier success they'd had in 2000. Now, if you're much loved, a lot of people like you. And he was a much loved political leader. And he helped to initiate a new period of friendlier diplomatic relations. To initiate simply means to cause something to start or to begin. So we're seeing this new period of friendlier diplomatic relations since his funeral. Diplomatic just means involving the work of diplomats, people who are assigned to go to other countries and work out different arrangements between those two countries. And so his passing actually helped improve things too.
Absolutely. Now let's talk a little bit about his political history here. President from 1998 to 2003, Kim was famous for formulating the Sunshine Policy. Okay, so this sentence tells us when he served as president of South Korea, from the year 1998 to the year 2003. And he was famous during his presidency for formulating the Sunshine Policy. Now, if you formulate something, that means you develop a formula for something. You make this thing, and you outline it, and you design it, and then you put it together, and you let other people know about it. So he formulated this policy called the Sunshine Policy, and that sounds very optimistic. At least it wasn't the Darkness Policy or something like that.
Sounds very fun, very nice, much better than the kind of relationship they had prior to that period. While this political doctrine called the Sunshine Policy emphasized peaceful cooperation and economic development between those two countries, it helped to improve the ties between them. Ties here just means their relationship, how they got along. We often use this word doctrine in church to talk about a gospel doctrine, things that relate to religion. But here we're using it in a political sense. A doctrine that a country formulates or puts together is just a statement of their beliefs, their principles, and how they're going to guide themselves when they relate to another country. Their relations between countries will be guided by that doctrine. And this doctrine, of course, was very hopeful. It was called the Sunshine Policy. Now, it helped to improve the ties, and it was very important because it was the first ever meeting of leaders of the two Koreas in 2000. They'd gone a long time without ever meeting face-to-face.
Well, now they could meet face-to-face and start to talk about their problems, to discuss their differences. And in the South Korean capital, which is known as Seoul, a top delegation from the North was among approximately 20,000 mourners who gathered for Kim's funeral. Now, of course, we have the capital city of South Korea, which is Seoul. Pyongyang is the capital of the North. And the North government sent a delegation. A delegation is just a group of delegates or representatives from a certain country. And they sent a delegation of some people down to Seoul in order to participate in the funeral or to attend the funeral. And how many people were there? Well, approximately 20,000 people went there. So when you don't really know the exact figure, we use this word here, approximately, more or less, in the neighborhood of 20,000 people were there for his funeral. And a mourner, of course, is a person who's very sad, who is saying goodbye to someone who has died.
Now, the delegation, or those official representatives, later met with South Korea's current president. So they're meeting another president, Lee Myung-bak, this time. And this was marking the first high-level official exchange in some time. So we went from the year 2000 all the way to 2009 before high-level delegates met together and talked about their relationship. So again, this was a very pivotal time between those two countries. Now, analysts are anticipating that the North's gesture of respect may be a turning point. Well, this is good news because things have been bad in 2000. North Korea keeps doing some troubling things like launching rockets that are very close to South Korea and sort of making a lot of chaos around the world, disturbing people. So this is good news. An analyst is a person who analyzes information. So they study things closely and carefully. They're usually well-versed or well-trained in their field, so they know what they're talking about. These analysts have studied North and South Korea for a long time, and they think that the North is ready to sort of hold a handout to South Korea, that they can maybe turn their relationship around. A turning point is a time when a very important change takes place. We use it especially when we want to talk about a positive change in something. So this could be very positive. again, we've had months of worsening relations between the countries. To worsen simply means to become worse when something declines and doesn't improve. Well, this is great news. Maybe our sunshine policy is going to continue into maybe 2010. Who knows? We hope so.
We hope so. And someday, hopefully, North and South Korea will reunite just like Germany did. About 10 years ago or so. Okay, thank you for listening. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher now one more time, and then we will be back to say farewell.
下一则我们要看的呢，是曾经得过诺贝尔和平奖的前南韩总统金大中。这里提到Since his passing at the age of 85 in August, the much-loved political leader may have once again helped to initiate a new period of friendlier diplomatic relations. 因为呢，他在今年以85岁的高龄过世，这位相当受到爱戴的政治领袖可能可以再一次的帮忙来弥补南北韩之间另一段的友好的外交关系。在这里的 initiate 解释成为开始实施或者是发起的意思，所以要去发起一项计划就可以说 initiate a plan。要创立一个新的方法，你也可以说 initiate new methods。下一段我们看到，在金大中总统在世的时候呢，他创立了所谓的 sunshine policy， 阳光法案，阳光政策。This political doctrine emphasizing peaceful cooperation and economic encouragement led to improved ties and the first ever meeting of leaders of the two Koreas in 2000.其实呢，他之所以会获得诺贝尔的和平奖，正是因为这样子的阳光政策。This political doctrine 指的是某一种的教义或者是学说，它其中强调的就是 peaceful cooperation 和平的合作，以及 economic encouragement 要多鼓励经济交流，也就导致了 led to 两个韩国之间呢改善的关系。最后面我们看到 analysts anticipate that the North's gesture of respect.May be a turning point after months of worsening relations between the two countries. 北韩在这个时间呢，派出了一个代表团来表达他们的道谢。那么也许呢，这正是两韩之间可以改善关系的转捩点。
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you'll come back soon to English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Bye.
Bye.